My message is called Overcomer. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is Jesus speaking. Now God made you in his image so you may have eternal fellowship and joy with him. When Satan tried to be as God, he failed and fell, being ultimately driven from heaven, deciding to take as many with him as he could. And so the battle began. It looked as though Satan had the upper hand, but actually he never did, because Jesus came to redeem us. God was then and always has been in control. The difference is that although the battle for you rages on, we have a friend to go to battle for us. The battle we face daily is the inner battle as to who will control us, God, Satan, or our old natures. When Jesus died, he opened the floodgates of grace, and we are daily bathed in it. Shall I repeat that? When Jesus died, he opened the floodgates of grace, and we are bathed daily in it. Isn't that the most remarkable and beautiful thing? Jesus did not die to take away your freedom and make you a puppet, but to free you from the hold the enemy had on you to keep you bound to evil influence. Jesus is your liberator, and he gives all of us through himself, God's unmerited favor and grace to stand against anything that separates us from such a loving God. Now, I will say this prayer, and I hope that this prayer will be deep into your spirit, and I hope that you will, at some point in time, agree with this prayer. All right? Lord God in heaven, give us your daily grace, love, and mercy. Keep the light of your love ever in our hearts and spirits. Our heart's cry is to be as Jesus in all we say and do. Allow your light to so permeate our soul that nothing will deter us from fulfilling each day that which you have ordained for us. Help us to daily search our own hearts for anything that will separate us from you and our blessed relationship. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, for Jesus, your Son, for the Holy Spirit, and the power and grace you so mercifully give us each day. We thank you for sustaining us by your keeping power. We bless you and give you all the praise in Jesus' holy name. And to this we add, amen and amen.